And you're listening to CJSF. Yes, this is the time when we normally would have Smitten by the Written, but because many interesting things are happening here on campus, we've decided to extend the time for SFU ideas and issues, and to have some people who are involved in various controversies. This will not be the full extent of our coverage. We have invited members of the SFSS board to come on, but they're having a meeting right now, so that will be happening at another time. But there are two different controversies in particular with the SFSS's recent actions, and one of them involves a lockout of employees who are working with the particular who are working specifically for the student society. And later in the show, we'll be having three people who are involved with that, including from the Women's Center, from Out on Campus, and from the SFSS General Office. But right now, we're going to talk about another controversy that has also arisen from an SFSS committee activity, and this has to do with the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, or SFPIRG, as they're mostly known. And we do have two people from the SFPIRG in the studio now to talk about what they've been experiencing and how they see it. So I'll introduce now Setare Mohammadi and Isaac Louis. And they are both from the SFPIRG. Setare is the Programming and Education Coordinator from the PIRG, and Isaac Louis is an undergraduate student who is also a board member of the PIRG. Welcome.
Hey, Frida.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Setare, I'm going to ask you if you'll pull your mic a little closer to you, and I'll talk to Isaac first.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, Isaac, you are a board member of the SFPIRG. How long have you been a board member of the PIRG?
I've been officially the board member of SFPIRG this June 1st, 2011.
So you've been a board member for about a month, and suddenly you're faced with a really big issue.
Yeah.
So would you explain about what happened briefly and where it stands now and how it's going to affect you?
Okay, SFPIRG's lease with the Simon Fraser Student Society, the SFSS, has been on month-to-month as of May 1st, 2011. And it's been, we've basically been occupying the space in the Rotunda for a long time. We've been around for about 30 years, since 1981. And they want to, they've, because our lease has gone up to month-to-month basis, they set aside a student spacing committee to address the concerns of they passed a motion last Thursday to terminate our lease.
And so I know that the SFSS board is meeting today. Are they going to be voting? Do you know if they're going to be voting on whether to approve this item or not?
I don't know. I did sit in the board meeting at 10:30 this morning, and that was not on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're
It might come up under new business at the end of the meeting or something like that, you mean. But you'd think that a committee report probably, if it was going to be taken up, would be on the agenda.
And when the space in the meeting for the committees and, you know, for that sort of, that for reports from the committees was presented, nothing was said about the student spacing with SFPIRG and the lease.
So it may be deferred to a later meeting.
Yeah.
They did go in camera.
They went in camera.
Mm-hmm.
But legally in camera, they're only able to do that for personnel matters, correct? And they do have personnel matters on their agenda as well.
I think they can discuss any issue that they want to keep confidential. They just can't pass motions. From what I understand.
I see. So they may be having a discussion.
It's hard to know.
But they're not passing now. So maybe we need to go back. You say this is a 30-year-old institution.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what the SFPIRG is. What was it at the beginning, and what is it now?
It, Oh, speaking from an undergrad student perspective, it's the Social Justice Resource Center, which offers resources for clubs. Like today, the biology student union came and asked if they could get some materials to make posters for their event in Convo Mall. We were part of the voting mob where we offered our services for those events too, where I believe it was the Society for Arts and Social Sciences, that group, mm-hmm. they were putting on the voting mob, and they came and, you know, borrowed some signing material, I think some paint and some paper, definitely some felts.
Terms of the history of PIRG, the organization was founded in 1981, so like you said, 30 years ago, and it started being the first public interest research group in BC. It started at SFU. At the time, SFU was a very progressive university, and issues of social concern and public interest were at the forefront of many departments here, and so it was formed originally as the only PIRG in BC, and mainly at first there was lots of doing advocacy on various social issues as it relates to the public interest, so kind of like advocating for social changes from government. Mm-hmm. And other stuff. It soon changed in to be SF PIRG when other PIRGs were interested in opening up too. So currently there are three public interest research groups, one based at UVic in Victoria and one in Prince George. And at SFU, the organization has been instrumental in being a hub of student organizing, student-centered, student-directed from the get-go. We are student-funded. We had number of years ago, we actually had our levy go up in demand from students who were really engaged and interested in the type of work that happens there. So certain things, for example, when I did some research into the history of SF PIRG, all the recycling bins that you see all throughout campus, that was initiated as a student initiative through SF PIRG. So SF PIRG is behind the recycling that happens all across campus now. Mm. As just one like concrete like example of something you can see. But like Isaac was saying, that every day we see so many students come through our center, whether it's that they want to start an action group to take work towards education on a social justice issue, or if it's that they want to use our microwave, especially right now with the Women's Center and out on campus center picket line and students not wanting to cross that. We've had a flood of students coming to our lounge, who normally it's really busy, but even more so with the microwave use and a place to sit. And it's been, we also have a huge alternative library, so a lot of students come in and talk to our staff and our volunteers when they have a research paper or a class that information. Many professors send their students to us. We also have the Action Research Exchange Program, which CJSF does lots of projects with us.
Yeah, well, certainly we've had several projects where through the Action Research Project of the PIRG, students have been able to get university credit towards a course for work that they've done making documentaries for the radio station and so forth. And
yeah.
That's been quite lovely. Yeah.
It's awesome. And we really are a center that connects students with stuff that's going on in the grassroots, both at the SFU community and off campus too, whether it's Burnaby, whether it's like, you know, and often we'll see a lot of alumni graduate and get jobs with organizations that they've done research with or volunteered with through connecting through SF PIRG. Mm-hmm. So we see ourselves as this hub of lots of organizing, and the spectrum of social environmental justice is huge. We also have many groups that are not necessarily directly funded through us, like not necessarily an action group, that use our space for storage. We have a meeting room that anyone can book. You know, sometimes we have CJSF book it. We have others, like other communities, other student organizations book it. Many clubs access us. I just wanted to go back to your first question, if you don't mind. In terms of the lease, just one quick correction. The lease expired at the end of May. So I think Isaac meant to say May 31st instead of the 1st. But also to clarify, we've been in communication with the SFSS board. So they lease that space from the university for $1 a year. So it's essentially pretty much free for them. And when they moved into the Maggie Benson Center, SF Perg kind of like has been in that space for most of the 30 years that we've been here, but over the years it's expanded.
By that space, you mean the rotunda space?
The rotunda space. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure lots of students have gone through the rotunda and accessed the services there, but the rotunda is like a hub of various student lounges, student resources, like the Women's Center out on campus, the AXA, which is the African Caribbean Heritage Association, and us, and the First Nations Student Associations up there too. So we share lots of resources amongst us, but we're divided differently in terms of like the Women's Center and out on campus are SFSS service centers, and we work in an ally to them. So
we'll have somebody from out on campus and from the Women's Center here later, and they are actually employed by SFSS, the staff there, and so they are part of the locked out, the union group that's locked out from the Student Society right now. But PERG has its own board, it's freestanding, but you do receive student levy funds through, I mean, CJSF is the same way. There's a student levy earmarked, and then the money is collected by the Student Society and passed on to the organization.
Yeah, and that's an agreement with the university, because the university doesn't want to deal with all these various groups. So they just funnel that to SFSS, which then distributes it to the organizations that get student levies. I just wanted to add one of the things around the history is that SF PERG has been in communication with the Student Society since fall of 2010 about our lease. We started talking with them. We have two liaisons. And so I just want to clarify that we had no idea that the Space Committee meeting was happening until that day, even though, especially prior to our lease expiring, we had been in touch with the new who was the treasurer at the time, Jess McCann, and then became the president pretty consistently. We want our lease is coming up. We want to renegotiate. Let's get to the table. Let's work out what our needs are. Mm-hmm. You know, so we didn't hear anything from them at all. So we have been caught really off guard by this recommendation from the Space Committee to terminate our lease.
So you were negotiating or attempting to negotiate with the president. Is he on the Space Committee?
Yes. And he was appointed by this new board to be our liaison and to deal with our leases. At least that's what he told us. We've been in direct communication with him. Prior to that, it was Lorenz and Jordan who are our liaisons and who we met with around other issues. But that was like before the lease was really coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does the PERG have a history with Jeff McCann before this?
No, we just met him. He did come to our last AGM. We know that his campaigns were, he was being heavily campaigned for by some huge opponents of SF PERG, such as Sam Reynolds and a few of the other local SFU campus conservatives. But I don't know. I mean, like, he's new to us.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have any indication of any animosity on his part. Yeah.
I mean, it definitely feels like without giving us any indication that they're looking into terminating us or proposing that, and I'm not singling Jeff out, just in general, the Spacing Committee and the board, there's been no indication to us that was going to be at the table. That seems like it's in quite bad faith. We've always acted in good faith and proactively tried to communicate with them to bring it to the table. He did, after the decision was made, he did come into our offices on Monday after they had passed a motion to make a recommendation to the board to terminate our lease. Jeff came by our office on Monday and said, "Oh, I want a dialogue with you."
Mm-hmm.
And we said, "What do you mean? Like, you know, it sounds like you've made your point. Like, what? We've been asking you to dialogue and negotiate for months." So that it's just we've been pretty consistently acting in good faith and haven't had the same treatment. Like even today, we didn't know that there was a board meeting today. We thought that maybe it would be on the agenda. They didn't have their agenda out until about like 10 minutes before the meeting, and we had contacted them previously to say, when are you meeting next? What's your agenda? They didn't have an agenda to send us. Mm-hmm. So it's just so disorganized. And one of the main arguments that they've been making, I don't know if you want to speak to this more, mm-hmm. Isaac.
So I don't know if anybody knows, but I was present at that student spacing committee meeting, and it wasn't clear as to, I guess the way that I understood it, as it was explained to me at the committee meeting, that they were meeting to delegate and assign different spaces in the university that SFSS has control over. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the SF Perg lease was on the agenda, mm-hmm. and it was on to be terminated, which, you know, I guess not having any dialogue before that.
I mean, they put on the agenda the issue of terminating SF Perg's mm-hmm. lease.
And okay. we had no knowledge of this until uh-huh. we checked the calendar to see that, hey, there's a spacing committee meeting, and what's that? And then to see that it's on the agenda uh-huh. was very disconcerting and very surprising, because, you know, up until then, we were, you know, we were just on our first, or on the month-to-month lease. Mm. And
so what were the presentations like at that meeting, and how did the, was there a vote on it?
There was a vote. The vote was 6-1 to for the lease to be terminated. Mm-hmm. One representative there did vote for us, Ari, and sorry, can you repeat the question?
Oh, yeah. Just what were the arguments that were put before the committee?
The argument, as I could try and understand it, because it was hard to, I never really got the definition from the president when I asked him, you know, what is student space? And he kind of, he said that, you know, it could be a bench, it could be, you know, it could be a private office space, and it wasn't clear as to, you know, what exactly they meant by student space. It's mm-hmm. the impression I got is that they wanted to open it up to possibly commercial interest, because they had amended the lease the motion to read that they would act in good faith to under the Commercialization and Services Board, I think, committee, mm-hmm. and to find us new space.
So so that mm-hmm, I was going to mm-hmm. get to that in a minute.
Okay.
About what I read in the Peak, which is what I know mainly about this so far, mm-hmm. was that they said that they wanted to turn the space where the Perg is now into a space that could be booked by different student groups, so like the mm-hmm.
departmental student unions,
right, and then that they would find you or help you to find other space on campus. Mm-hmm. I mean, have they said anything to you about other space on campus and what that might be? I gather it's quite difficult.
Just to go back about talking yeah. about the space, it was really clear to our board members that attended that meeting, and even speaking with Jeff McCann, that they don't actually know what SF Perg is, because SF Perg is student space in all of its senses that they're looking for. We have meeting room space. DSUs do meet at SF Perg. Maybe they're not aware of it, but many departmental student unions and clubs, their clubs, come to us and meet in our lounge and in our meeting center, and we offer free food for them yeah. during those
and
things. So
and
they're
you're administering
obviously
it without any cost to the student society.
At all, because yeah. these are student dollars. The student society and us are funded by the same dollars. We mm-hmm. share membership. We have some more members with the GSS as well, but we share membership, and so we're happy to provide that. We had no idea that they were facing issues of needing more space issues. They don't talk to us. That's the problem, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're happy to sit down. Clubs, so many clubs use our services. Just today, the biology department student union came in to make banners and use our banner supplies. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a daily occurrence at SF Perg, is clubs and DSUs reserving space, using our library, using our paints, using our megaphone. We poster for events that happen for free. Like, we have student staff poster all of SFU. So to us, it's really clear that this board, this committee, is refusing to learn about what we do and refusing to see the existing student spaces and existing resources. And we wish that they would come and sit with us and dialogue with us in a meaningful way, in an honest way, in a way with good faith and proactively, mm-hmm. right?
Do you feel that the PIRG has been previously stigmatized in some way to the members of the board?
I'm sure. I mean, there's so many rumors and lies, right, about not just us, but a lot of centers, right? And I think that people, there's this idea that, oh, no one knows about SF PIRG. Well, SFU is a huge school. I'm sure a lot of people don't know about that they can access the SFSS offices, right? Mm-hmm. One point that Jeff made, which I thought was interesting, was we had asked him, you know, like, do you ever come in our space? You know, and he said, oh, well, the times I've come, the door's been locked. And we said, well, when do you come? And he said, well, I have night classes, so I come afterwards. And I said, yeah, we're not 24 hours. You know, we have office hours like you guys, 10:30 to 4:30 every day we're there. But we didn't realize, like, for us, it's like, okay, if there's a demand for us to be open 24 hours, we will try and meet that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? We've always mm-hmm. been open. And so we often hear critiques of us that happen not in good faith, not in trying to, like, not with the intentions of building a better SF PIRG to suit student needs. So we're constantly doing that. We're open. Our mm-hmm. doors are open. That's the first thing I said to him. He said, can I come in? I said, are you kidding? Our door's always open. Mm-hmm. We don't bar anyone.
So do you have any plans for meeting with or any opportunities to meet with members of the board and to discuss things more or to invite them, or, you know, how are you going to overcome this lack of knowledge?
Well, speaking as a member of the board, we're still, we met today and we met yesterday to try and
First of all,
because it hasn't even been a full week since the decision's been made, and we're still trying to get everybody on board because it's, you know, up to speed about the issues. But yes, going forward, I believe there's another board meeting where this lease issue tentatively is on the agenda with the SFSS. So even before that, we would, you know, we're trying to formulate the best way to approach and who to approach. Mm-hmm. We did talk to Kyle Sterno today. He came into our office just to speak with us.
He wasn't aware of the Space Committee's motion. Many of the board members who are not on the Space Committee mm-hmm. have no idea. Mm-hmm. So we don't know who to talk to. So far, we've been in most communication with Jeff McCann since, you know, I think even previous to April about mm-hmm. our lease. Mm-hmm. So we don't know who to, like, trust, really, to be honest. But yeah, we want to speak to all board members. More than anything, we want to speak to students. We want to hear from DSUs and clubs, because they're using DSUs and clubs as the reason for, oh, they need space and stuff like that. And we're like, well, DSUs and clubs use our space all the time. So let's talk to them. We want to hear from students. So call the radio station, call SF PIRG, come into our office, talk to us, mm-hmm. tell us what you want. We always respond.
All right. Well, you heard it. So if people want to get in touch with SF PIRG, one, they could go to your offices within office hours, 10 to 4:30.
And 10:30 to 4:30.
10:30 to 4:30. And you are in the rotunda on the third floor. What's the actual room number there?
We're TC236.
And then also, what about website and email and Twitter?
Yeah, we're just, like, honestly, this has caught us off guard, so stay tuned for updates. We're going to let all students know ways that you can support us in this potential being kicked out of the space. That would be a shame.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly it would be a huge shift in the way the resources are distributed and made available to the students mm-hmm. and the groups on campus, yes. And we really appreciate your coming in to talk about it.